Well, they have a car show called Wheels of Wellness, and it's for prostate cancer. Very important calls. And we're, you know, the car show is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And the NFL alumni, myself, Billy Davis, Tony Casillas, Lippert Hobley, you know, is over the NFL Players Union here in Dallas. We're all going to be out there. And our deal is to just to bring awareness to the vaccination, to get people, you know, the information that they may or may not have, you know, the whole deal is a lot of people on the fence. And then some people just, you know, they're just not going to take the shot at all. But, you know, we're trying to encourage people to, get the information, get it from, you know, the right resources, the right people that know a little bit more about this, you know, than we do. And, you know, ultimately I know things seem to be getting back to normal with the stadiums filling up and people are moving around, but, we really don't want to go in reverse with this deadly thing that we're dealing with. I mean, it's, you know, it's touched home. I mean, when it touches home, it normally calls for action. And so what we're saying is let's be proactive. Let's get ahead of it, get ahead of the curveball and try to get more people vaccinated. So, you know, it's not so much about yourself. Sometimes it's about, you know, other people who may have something underlying and, you know, I have an 85-year-old mother, and that's very important to me. And I'm sure that's important to a lot of people who have mothers and fathers that are still living. And so it's important for us to, you know, to get that vaccination, not only for yourself, but for the others.
Absolutely. And, you know, in addition to the COVID-19 vaccines, as you mentioned, with this being a prostate cancer, you know, a benefited event, basically, you got those free PSA screenings available as well when you're out there. And that's big as well. That's one way to get out in front and detect prostate cancer when it is in its infancy stages.
Early stages, right. Get it in early stages. I mean, so and you got two great causes. I mean, again, we don't want to have the vaccination overrule what this whole event is about, you know, the prostate cancer. You know, and some people want to see those beautiful cars that are going to be out there. So it's a great time, a great opportunity to get out. The weather's going to be great. You know, it's going to be kind of early. It won't be as warm, won't be so hot. You know, we can get in there and get out of there and just try to have a good time and try to get some information out there that's much needed to the community.
Absolutely. What's life been like for you lately? How have you gotten through the pandemic period here over the last year and a half or so?
Well, the funny thing, I was actually in the restaurant world, and we actually did well. We kind of got up outside of the box, and you know, with the new rules of selling, you know, you could sell alcohol, you know, you could take alcohol home, and we kind of just out the box was selling stuff from one door to the next door, and then you know, once it opened up a little bit, we added people to the restaurant and we added a few more people. So, we actually did pretty well, but, you know, throughout the process, you know, it's almost like when you're talking to people, you forget about the whole year because it's certain people you didn't see, you didn't get to see personally face to face. And, so it's been tough from that side of the deal because you just hadn't seen people. You hadn't really seen people. It's getting better now. It's opening up, but, the restaurant world and dealing with it was quite different because we dealt with cold and a whole bunch of other things that we had to deal with.
Oh, no doubt. I'm sure that made it a little bit tough as well. So, yeah. I mean, how are you feeling about your Aggies? Are you able to pull one out last week? And, you know, yeah, you got challenged. You pulled one out against a tough defense in Colorado.
And that's a funny thing. Maybe 8-9 weeks down the line, if you know, of course we want to improve. You know, there's a lot of critics out there right now, me being one of them. But, you know, when you look back on this game, you know, and if the Aggies are 8-0, 9-0, 9-1, then you're not going to worry about that they won 10-7. But right now, there's a few red flags flying around, and hopefully we can get the young quarterback going and get some of those guys, some of the receivers going and put some more points on the board because you're definitely going to have to score more points to beat Alabama.
I think Colorado defense is stout, so maybe it's a good test.
Well, yeah, and, you know, it's tough to go up to, you know, they played the game in Denver, but you know, normally when I've watched Aggie teams in the Big 12, when they went to Boulder, they didn't come out of it with many victories. So, you know, you're going to always get a tough, you know, great coach. You know, they have a great coach and the future is bright for Colorado.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
You know, $10 million a year, you probably wish you got into coaching, I bet.
Well, yeah. You know, I don't know. I think Jimbo, you know, that his salary is going up and up, but he's doing a great job and the recruitment at A&M is getting so elite. You know, he's getting the guys in there that he really, that can really make a difference, you know, and you saw that on the defensive side. A&M may have one of the best defensive fronts in football. So, and they're stockpiling at the position and even in the secondary. You hadn't seen that from A&M in a long time. So, he's getting the recruits, you know, he's winning the games no matter how they're looking. They're winning games. And, you know, that's just the scale of college football and the coaches. You know, you had one of the top five, top 10 schools. I think that's what they're making right now.
And you know it. You win with defense. That's
exactly.
Well, hey, Kevin, thank you so much for the time on this. I know it's going to be a great event coming up this weekend. Thanks for lending a voice to it. And, you know, thanks for what NFL alumni are doing to make everybody's lives better.
Okay, thanks, John. And again, that's 701 Houston Street. It's on the corner of Houston and 6th Street, Fort Worth, Texas. That'll be 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. car show. Wills for Wellness, prostate cancer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.